entrapment. Webs weaved in deceit, formed by lack of transparency. Apparently, this is the way of the world. Truths hurled into the abyss where all is lost. Understanding is the cost, frail failings of reality. Monsters with venom dripping from their fangs, entanglers hidden in shadow, only appearing when it rains. But here, it always pours. Fallen from skies in the darkness of night, a horrifying sight. Teams of villainous fiends set with a similar purpose. Single-minded are they in their ways, enemies one and all of the way. Into the fields of the fatherless they stray. It is there that they stay. Capable of transforming into beings of light, taking advantage of the children who know not wrong from right. In spite of teachers who speak as though preachers, leeches leeching on the souls of those immortal, connivingly convincing them that life is more than what it seems, the creators of the chased dreams, demeaning those who move in the throes of wisdom, forever seeking to create the schism. Eyes soulless as they forsake the ways of their maker, rejectors of the savior, procreators of the haters, ever finding ways to tempt the seed as they seem to fall as dumb waiters, walking boldly through the hall of vanity, losing sanity simply to fit in with the willful ones. No, these are not sons. Neither are they daughters. These are the fiends that will lead the sheep to the slaughter. As they barter for goods unneeded and fall to sound words unheeded, in the end, they will be the ones who pleaded, bleeding as the song of a lamb, ignorant in the butcher's hand, unknowing that his intentions will remove them from this land. In line they stand. Into the mist they wander, blind to the plight that unfolds, souls soon to be removed, a story with tales untold. Sold in masses, forsaken as slaves by traitorous masters, emboldened by an unforeseen precipice, reminiscing on what they once had. At the first they dare to struggle, though the restraints be beyond their strength. As they dangle, entangled by their lack of better sense, repentance no longer the way of the humbled. Stumbling along with legs wrapped, as with palsied hands they fumble, constantly seeking for the way out. They simply wander deeper in, for these be the ways of sin. When the ravagers come in, ravaging upon the very souls of men, kin to the scorpion with stings in their tails, spelling defeat to the least of these, blinded by the beautiful fruit that hangs from the trees. Indeed, it looks good for food. So they taste, and only then do they find themselves in disgrace. The snare has closed about them, lives forfeit. The only thing they will remember anymore is the depth of their regret. Oh, for the blindness, though it only be in part. Apart from understanding, true wisdom can never start. It is the jaded heart, faded from the waiting waters where it did start. In the youthfulness of those who sought truthfulness, those days be far behind. Now a mysterious vision, deliriously hidden, in the places where the mistress roams, engaging in men's frames, making herself at home. Entangling their minds with inspired rhymes, committing crimes worthy of judgment. Whispers of promise, honestly taking the tokens once delivered. Retrieving sense and feeling till they all stand beleaguered. The beauty of the childlike mind. The bliss of ignorance, the allure of fantastical tales that make no sense. Hence, the trap as they once saw it to be, has now become beloved home. Standing alone by the millions, cascading down hills into the billions, lost souls breathing recompense of the eternal, dangling quietly, four smiles pressed tightly into facades of faces. Indeed, the beloved no longer understand their places. These are the paces. With legs long, the fiends soon close in on their prey, finding no resistance as the spirit is broken and the hair has turned gray. Not of age, it is simply the stress of the struggle. There is no longer a will to fight. Indeed, the trap seems now a place of peace and tranquility, wherein they are free to practice their new abilities, civilly existing with neighbors of wicked means, those who inspired their wicked dreams. Hell, it would seem. But only to those who can bear to look at what they have become, they pass into the land without sun. Therein, no light shines. Chaos boding on every rhyme. Terror seizes the back of every mind. This truly works to keep them in line. Even as they dangle, they realize they are not ensnared at all. This is where they choose to be. The web filled with prey, stacked one atop the other, eyes forced to see life as they are told, the live ages they've been sold, folded until they all fit into the same mold, holding hands as they lose all memory of how to stand. This is the society. Lost in the mass of incorporated tangle, so we dangle. For indeed, they be us. Entrance into the perfection of society, wherein was the loss of variety, scattering the ways of propriety, simply for the sake of notoriety.